No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and I bet you never thought you'd see her on here again. Actually, probably everybody out there was smart enough to know that you would see her again. It's Selena Powell in the place to be. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
I'm nervous.
Why?
It's been a while, and I've been good.
And this is like one of the only times that we've ever had you on this podcast that wasn't live, and you were demanding that it be live, and I let you know that I just refuse to let you have that much control over my life.
It's not control over your life. I just feel like it's just better if we go live. Like,
yeah, because then you can say, oh, I fucking killed this person, yada, yada. And
when have I ever done some crazy shit?
No, but you're going to say, I sucked Bill Cosby's dick, and now, you know, yada, yada, yada.
So
and
if then I said that, you would edit that out?
That is an interesting point, because it's almost like there is more accountability.
So what am I supposed to be here to talk about if I can't talk about sucking dick?
like maybe just, like, just tone down
would
the calling out a little bit.
So you don't want me to name drop.
Well, I feel like the calling out of people is really what kind of made everything go south in the first place.
Why I got fired.
I mean, you remember when you had a podcast on here?
And I got fired.
Thoughts Next Door?
That was legendary.
That was a long time ago.
And that still does numbers.
It does. Mm-hmm. So you just look at the numbers and then you look at it the next day and you're like, oh, I got some views.
No, but before I came this time, I looked at all my past things so I can, like, get back into, like, the bullshit me.
You would come in here with a fucking Jack-in-the-Box cup.
That was the only thing that was close to here. I didn't want to be late, and you were 36 minutes late, so I should have went to
I was 20 minutes late.
36. You just got here.
36 ounces in the kilogram.
We've been taking shots.
Have you really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it, because I've seen you off, like, one shot, and you get drunk so goddamn easy.
I'm off two shots.
Sorry. Sounds like a lot.
I'm still nervous. So
you must
have
had a big dinner.
No, I just ate a taco.
Last night?
No, today. A dinner.
How long you been in LA?
Since yesterday.
Why are you tapping your phone as if there's something going on in the internet that is more interesting than this conversation?
Time.
Your whole life is built around this conversation, and you're looking for something else.
No, I just tapped you so I could see the time. You said dinner and chill.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think the last time I saw you, you were getting piped out by a very large man.
Large man?
Right. Huge dick. Do you remember this? This is when I saw you in real life. I've only seen you have sex with one person, so I'm kind
of... Oh! I thought you meant, like, on Twitter, because I post sex tapes on Twitter. So I was like, whose dick was I sucking? That's sad. I have to think about that. But...
Right.
Yeah,
was the last
Rob
time I saw
Piper.
You.
We were making a porno.
Right.
Is that dropped yet?
Is it going to come out? I don't know. You would definitely know if it had came out.
Facts. But...
That whole... podcast thing that we've been working on, that, just for the record, for anybody who's looking forward to that, it got slowed down a lot by Lena having a baby. So
congrats.
Thank
by
you
the way. You're
appreciate
a really good
that.
Dad. I look at your guys' Instagrams all the time.
I can't wait until you're our babysitter.
You would let me babysit Parker?
Yes, I would, but Lena may have other thoughts. I don't know.
Lena loves me some days. Probably not so much anymore.
How was it filming your first porn movie in front of?
It also honestly wasn't that bad. I thought it was gonna be nervous, but you know,
you were acting like very like
shy.
Weird. You were like, even it's like you were here to like hook up with this guy on camera and you were still acting like no, like you were like playing this like weird hard to get thing with the male talent who was hired to do this.
I know.
And then I saw you start to get into it. But it was weird how you were like kind of doing like the thing that like a girl might do in real life where like a guy's trying to hit on her and she's like, no, I don't know. But like you were doing that, but it was a porno. And I was kind of confused. Like, what
I know
is...
we all knew what we were there for, but I know.
And
I was
you
still
wanted to kind of play hard to get. Which
because
is...
I told you, like, I talk a lot of shit, but I'm honestly like not that crazy when it comes to like fucking. So I was like, I was just scared.
You were having all those cameras and everything around. It was kind of weird.
It was like a real like... set up lights, cameras, and everything. I was like, oh my god, this is not what I thought it was gonna be when I walked in. So
and then me and Lena were just hanging out in the corner watching you get piped out.
That was interesting. I like just
was having
just getting
us watch?
Fucked and I kind of like looked up and I saw y'all just watching me get fucked. I was like, oh shit,
right?
That was fun.
How into it
and then we
get?
Started getting, well, obviously after we like the camera shut off, we still fuck. So
yeah, you were slurping them up in the bathroom. You definitely seemed like you were having a pretty good time in that regard, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Is that the biggest dick you ever been involved with?
No.
It's probably the biggest dick I ever seen. What the? Who else?
It was like 10 inches.
Okay, that's pretty big. Out here to in you. America, and I don't know what kind of, I don't know what field you're pulling from. Every guy to watching you. This is thinking right now, like, I don't have 10 inches. If your dick is over 10 inches, drive a Corvette, because that's fair. We don't want to exclude you.
No, if you have more than 10 inches, DM me. I'm interested.
11-inch gang is watching this like...
DM me. It's Selena Powell. By the way, you never shouted out my new page. Thanks.
I did, actually.
When?
I don't know. You fucking asked me to, and I did. That's all I
remember.
No,
I asked you to, and you left me on red. I was like, oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Thanks, Adam.
I feel like
no,
because
I had like a whole meltdown when my Instagram got deleted. So.
Why did your Instagram get deleted?
I don't know. I think the same reason as Lena, like OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I feel like Instagram just hates OnlyFans, so.
It's like, yeah.
They hate whores.
They wanted to make an example. They wanted to make it so that it's like, okay, if you're promoting your OnlyFans, like, here, we deleted 100 girls who are, like, naked promoting their OnlyFans, and they all have to start over.
Yeah, so I just kind of gave up trying to get it back.
It's evil.
Fuck it. I'll start new. It's Selena Powell. Please go follow me.
So what?
But I don't really care.
What have you been doing?
To be honest, I was in a relationship.
With who?
I'm not going to say his name. The fuck?
A civilian or a...
A civilian. Mm-hmm.
And how did that happen?
God, because me and academics got in the worst fight in the world. And then...
What can you say about that? What was that fight about?
Oh, no, I can talk about that. So me and AK, when I got fired, viciously fired off of No Jumper...
Which you helped create.
The coolest podcast in the world that I'm not longer involved with.
But you are on right now, for the record.
But it's not my show.
So you're involved to some extent.
Okay. Anyway, when I got fired and I came back to Miami, me and AK were actually really, really good. Like, the best we've ever been.
Uniting over your hatred of Adam.
Yeah. So thanks for that. We shared that.
That's beautiful.
And then, you know, like how you told him what his contact name was saved under. We kind of
got into a fight. Oh, I do remember that. That's a good point. I forgot about that. Yeah.
We got into a fight. He stopped talking to me for like a week. And then, you know.
That was what. Okay. So you guys were cool. And then I said on the internet that you had him saved in your phone as, what was it? Bitch ass N-word, something along those lines.
Yeah. Something like that. And it's not funny, but it was just like how it happened is just comical to me. But
he really cut ties with you for a while after that, because I remember seeing like the chat, like really letting him know.
I think that's why. I don't think he like cared, to be honest.
I think that he was not surprised that
he
you
was
would
just
do that.
Me.
But then I think he saw the way that the chat reacted, and it was kind of like. Okay.
He takes everything so personal. So it's like.
Well, I just think that like he had gotten used to you being the kind of person that would like save him as the N-word in your phone. And then he like kind of saw it from the chat's eyes. Cause I remember like doing this live stream with you, and it was kind of like, I think he started to see it from their perspective as well.
Before you said it, I texted him. I was like, babe, I have to tell you something. This is what I did. And then you said it. And like he looked at his phone and like looked up and like rolled his eyes. I was like, okay, you just seen it. And then you told him, and he was like, okay.
I mean, I drew attention to it, but you could see it on fucking Hollywood Fix too. It was like right there.
I didn't know. I was like, God damn it. The first time I get paparazzi'd, I almost get canceled. Like,
it's one thing to say the N-word. It's another thing to save someone in your phone as that. Yeah. It's a little bit more permanent, even though it's, you know, you can just change it.
I just hated him at that point.
Right.
But anyway, I was just, I don't know why I did that, to be honest. But
would you like to issue your like David Dobrik style apology right now?
To who, him?
I've done some things I regret. Did you ever apologize to him for it, or how did that go down?
Well, yeah, that's how we got back good.
Okay.
Of course. He would, like, I don't know, the crazy shit I used to do to AK, poor thing. But anyway, yeah, so we got back cool after that. And then I was like, you know what? I have a lot of money. I'm bored. I'm just going to go buy a car to match you. And he was like, oh,
that was a whole thing. Because he posted it and said.
He bought it for me. Yeah, but that how that happened was, is I think he was feeling bad because the night prior, he accidentally answered his phone call and I heard.
Another girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you were mad.
I heard him engaging with another girl. And my heart, I was like, oh my God.
But what,
I was like, bitch, I'm going to set you on fire, bitch. You aunt.
What had been said that made you feel like that wasn't gonna be?
What are you talking about? He would never. If any bitch would DM me like screenshots of them talking or whatever, I would send it to him, and then he would immediately block them, like send me back like their blocks. Or if they're like actually talking, you'd be like, yo, I can't fuck with you no more. Like, I am not on that. So I was like, okay, like, how can I get mad? Like, you know? So I was like, okay, we would drop it. And that's after I sent him like all those like chrome hearts, like I've spoiled the fuck out of him, all that shit.
Okay.
Yeah. He was wearing, yo, the shit. Oh my God. I went lurking and found exactly what I was looking for. So I don't even know how the fuck I did it, to be honest. But I went to someone's Instagram, their friend's Instagram, their sister's Instagram, their friend's Instagram. And then I found out he was at like Topgolf with a bitch. And like I screenshotted like the name and I went to his following and looked up the name and he wasn't following her. So I looked to the following and she was following him. I looked at her story and I recognized the background of his house and I screenshotted that and I sent it to him. I was like, you have a bitch there?
And you, he was you were like, mad because you were never allowed over his crib, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, he had just moved in. So he was saying that his house was getting like furnished and stuff.
But that was something I was kind of.
And he was doing anything and everything for me not to have his address because he thought I was going to leak it.
Right. And because you told, when you told me that, I was really surprised because I was like, whoa, that means that they've hung out like a lot and never did he let you over the crib.
No, the
that's like a real level of like fear and security right there.
Well, because he let me into his apartment and I leaked that like 17 times and I sent it to like all of his ops. So I feel him on
that right there. Like when we were going through this whole breakup, even before the N-word thing, that was the other thing that I was like, okay.
Yeah, I think that day I leaked his address and his number.
Someone else who's in roughly the same position as I am business-wise, you can't expose their address. That was like,
well, I did it.
You just said that you did it like 17 times.
Yeah, a lot. Mm-hmm. But right. No one did shit to him. So I was like, ugh, what a waste. But like that time, I wanted him to like, you know, just be scared. But anyway, we made up. Wait, where was I? Why did you distract me? Where was I on this story?
Guys,
oh, yeah, the girl.
Right.
Anyway, let me get to the point on why we don't talk no more. Anyway,
no, but you
felt bad. So anyway, that day, he kept calling me, and I was like, nope, ignore. And he was like, I'm sorry. I was like, oh, okay, I forgive you. And I called him, and then I was like, I'm at the car dealership. I'm buying a car. And I was at Mercedes, and he was like, yo, get a G-Wagon. And I was like, they have one, and it's 2020. And I showed it to him. He was like, yo, that's the one. And I was like, oh, okay. $184,000 later.
That's what I got, decided it to blow and some money on.
Yeah. And then I was like, okay, I'm about to post it. I'm not going to get a cute picture. And he was like, well, you got that because of me. Like, I'm the one who made you rich. And I was like, you're right. So I'm going to say that you bought it for me. And he was like, okay. And I was like, wait, you'll really like say you bought it for me? He was like, yeah. I was like, okay.
I feel like I've probably made you more money than academics, to be totally honest.
Facts. Yeah. But like, just me like, just letting like, him have that credit, I was like, okay.
But he never did anything to promote you. Yeah.
He hasn't posted anything I've done since that Cardi B shit with the fake pregnancy.
And I don't blame him because that, when you really look at it, that was a thing where it's like, it's pretty tough to co-sign Selena Powell once.
And then you hooked him up with his new girlfriend.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
So I was like, should I not like Adam anymore? But I was like, you know what? I don't even care about him.
Wait,
Ak
got a girlfriend because of me?
Mm-hmm. Whoever the fuck Chromaz is or Chrome is.
Oh, they're dating?
Yeah, they've been dating for like 8 months now. 6 months, 7 months. They're dating now.
Really?
They were just in Miami together. I saw them together and I was like, yo, like, yeah. I saw him in person with another bitch and I was just like, yo.
You saw him with Chromaz?
Mm-hmm. They were like literally all over each other. She saw me. She was like, you're lucky I don't stab you. You gonna call the cops? I was like, you damn right I'm gonna call the cops. The fuck?
She said that to you?
Damn right.
How did this not make it to the internet? Also, I don't know if this podcast is coming out. I'm really gonna send this to Ag and be like, do you want like all like this feels kind of weird that we've been talking about you for like the first 15 minutes.
I know.
Straight,
I need
but
to just like. And anyway, my point is, the girl came back to me and said that she was pregnant. And I was like, okay, like, that's not enough. I had enough. So I got all of his hoes together. Everyone that I knew he was, like, fucking with. I put them all in a group chat on Instagram. And I was like, all y'all are fucking academics, so share your hoes' hoe stories. They all started going at it with each other. And I was like, yo, this is lit. They were like, we have pink eye. Academics give me pink. I kid you not. They were competing with each other about who gave who pink eye. They're like, no, I came here January 1st. You were here January 30th. You gave me pink eye. She's like, I was here December 30th and I had pink eye. And then I swear to God, that's how the group chat went. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start a series called Finding Out Who Gave. I mean, where it was like finding out who gave academics pink eye. Because academics didn't see me the last time because he had pink eye. And all these bitches had pink eye. So I was like, okay. And I went live and I put all of his hoes on live and we just exposed academics. And then AK called me and he was like, I can't believe you would do that to me. I was like,
bitch, don't ever talk to me again. I've had pink eye. It's not.
No, like, they would all just, like, talk about their, like, experience with academics. And then some girl, like, took it too far. I was like, okay. No. I don't want to hear about his medical history. So I know that's going to get exited out. Okay. Editor, whoever's the editor. but okay. I never talked to him after that. And then I got in a relationship.
Okay, and so what kind of guy did you get into a relationship with?
The brokest person in the world.
Do you think I should call him right now and see if, get him to come?
Remember, I just think it's so comical. Because remember when I was first on here and you, like, academics, like, literally called you out for, like, months about me lying about the condom situation. And then he finally admitted that was true. Like, I don't lie.
I did notice that.
I don't lie. No, Joshua. I was going to call him Joshua, but Joshy.
That is kind of funny, though. I remember, like, thinking that at one point. Is like, aren't you kind of confirming the condom story now? But
he confirmed it.
It's all good, right?
6ix9ine lives in Miami, too. I think that's why he was out there to see.
Everyone is moving there. Pump moved there. Trippy's moving there. 6ix9ine lives there.
Mm-hmm. Everyone lives there.
What is that? I feel like such a loser still living in L.A.
Yeah, come to Miami.
I could go to Miami and hang out with, like, them plus French Montana.
French Montana, that's so random.
I mean, I'm just thinking. There's, like, a lot of rappers who live there.
Come to Miami.
Fuck that. What the hell do you people do even out there?
Suck dick.
I don't think that's what French Montana's doing.
Mm. I don't know what they do. They get their dick sucked.
Right. You ever suck French Montana's dick?
Not yet.
Working on that one?
No. She's not relevant right now. I'm not interested.
No, but wasn't I?
I've already spent 6 months sucking irrelevant dicks, so not wasting my life.
That
anymore.
Seems so not like you.
I know, I was a changed person for a little bit.
Like, it just seems like you don't really like. I don't think that you have sex for pleasure so much.
Why not?
You have sex like for like to rise up socially, to like see somebody's house, to see what's in their house.
Not to see their house. But yeah, you're right. I definitely used to just fuck for
I kind of almost can't tell if Laura's crying, like crying or laughing crying. I almost thought she was so offended that she was crying.
Yo, can I see what I look like? I want to take these off.
Josh,
do I look crazy? Joshy washy promise.
Always. What do I have to search to find academics on my phone?
Oh, I hope he answers.
Academics is. Oh, wait.
I miss him. Do you still talk to him?
Here and there.
Not you.
You're looking at Yassi when you said that?
Yeah. Wait, can you put me on the screen one more time? I just need to know where to post.
He needs to know what Ack's going to think of it. If he picks up, this is going to all of a sudden just be a totally different, like, kind of podcast.
No, he's probably drinking in his Hennessy like, what the fuck is he calling me for?
It's 5 p.m. there. So
yeah,
what,
he's
I don't
drinking.
Know.
He drinks at like 11 a.m. What are you talking about?
That's hot.
Wakes up and drinks.
Okay, well, if he's not going to pick up, then I'm going to message him and say.
Selena Powell is here.
Selena is on the pod. We aren't live, but she's talking about you having pink eye. And who you are dating, etc. So I figured I'd bring you in on this since I don't know if we could put it out as is. I mean, I'm just not trying to like expose anyone who's in a relationship or anything, man.
Exposing, he posted her.
So what? I posted her too.
No, not in a girlfriend manner. He said that she was top five.
I think top five is a rapper from Canada.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, he might have been saying that, but.
No, I think she said he's top five.
You think Chromaz
she
is hot?
Because he said, I'm going live with top five Chromaz.
I think that they were on together.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't top five, isn't that the one who caught the murder case? You better watch out.
Ooh, I'm so scared of Canadians.
Okay, let's pivot off of your homie for a moment. And let's just say, okay.
Okay.
Weren't you supposed to be on the Blueface show?
Yeah, and I didn't go out of respect to stupid academics.
I love how I can't even interview you because he comes up every 5 seconds.
Sorry. The last time I didn't talk about him, not one time.
Right.
I don't need him to stay relevant, but, you know, he was a part of the reason why I changed.
Okay.
For 6 months.
But so, all right. But so why, you were going to do the Blueface thing, and then he basically told you that was not a
good
move?
No, he didn't tell me shit. I just didn't do it because I didn't want to go be a whore on TV.
How did you think that it would have gone over?
Because I was definitely going to go to fuck Blueface multiple times.
But he didn't fuck any of the girls in the house.
He
would have
fucked me, or I would leave. What the fuck? Why would I be in a house full of bitches and not fuck him? I thought that's what it was for.
That would kind of be
just fuck all the girls.
I mean, that would be a good show.
I told Blue, I was like, I'm not doing no competition. I'm not doing none of that shit. I'm not getting eliminated. I'm there to suck dick.
I don't think anyone has got eliminated. Okay. I don't think anyone's got eliminated. Like, it's just they hang out for a couple weeks.
I think he thought it was eliminated because he was like, only the strong survive. Because I obviously messaged him and I was like, you can't have a show without me. I'm coming. And then he was like, okay.
But then when I actually went and met up with those girls, they like were showing you a lot of love and we're all like, yes, like, you know, Selena's the shit. She's the best. She's like the OG of what we're into, yada, yada.
See, I would have been like the godmom there, right?
Definitely.
What is it called? Like a house mom, whatever the fuck it is.
Because all those chicks are trying to get some clout off of the same shit that you've been doing. Well, no, I don't want to put them all in that category, but, you know, at least some of them.
Definitely all. Why else would they go?
No, but there were girls on that first season who weren't even, like, trying to be OnlyFans girls or nothing. The new season, these bitches is gangbanging. They're fucking...
Oh, my God. I should hit them up and be like, can I come? Are they filming right now?
Yeah.
What do you mean, no?
No. Oh, they just finished? The girls are all gone?
Didn't Blueface come here last week?
Yes. You should fuck Freaky Loke, a.k.a. D-Loke the Fourth.
I've never heard of him. Adam, what the hell? You told me to fuck Draco and fine. Durkio, whatever his name
was. Wait, did you?
No, I definitely DM'd him. I think I showed you the DMs. Did I?
No, yeah, you DM'd him and then you told me to tell him that you DM'd him. And then I told him, this girl just hit you up. Be cautious.
Oh, that's why he replied so fast.
He just got out of prison. So I was like,
I was like, ugh, you're too easy.
He's my friend, and he just did like 2-3 years in prison.
I know,
and
I wanted excited. To make sure.
I was like, he might not know about Selena Powell. He might be all over this, and all of a sudden, we're going to, you know.
I wanted to get fucked up. Like, he just got out of prison.
You like that kind of dick?
Yeah, but no. My account got deleted shortly after, so we never linked up. I don't think he checks his DM like that. I'm not really interested. Although he does have a song with drinks. I'm trying to get Drake's new number.
You'd fuck any rapper who has a song with Drake?
No.
Young Blue, he could get it?
Young Blue, you my baby. But he only hit me up to do an interview with you.
Young Blue hit you up?
To do an interview with you.
To get him an interview with me?
Well, because that's when I had a job here. So he was like, yo. And I was like, oh, you trying to help? Okay.
I did interview him for the record.
He dead ass. Oh, that was because of me.
Unrelated to you, I believe. But
nope, that was because of me. You're welcome. He was like, yo, and I was like, oh, hey.
So what was it like being...
I want to interview. I was like, ugh.
What was it like having your vagina locked down for 6 months?
Kind of like hell.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's just not my vibe anymore. I mean, obviously, when, like, we broke up, because I can't be in a relationship for 6 months straight. That's weird. But we would break up a lot. And, like, the first, like, month or so, I would, like, fuck other people when we break up. And then I... was loyal, and then I would do like the craziest of the weirdest shit to like catch him cheating, and then just still stay with him.
And he was cheating
all the time.
Who was this guy?
A promoter in Miami.
Oh, that's definitely who you want to be dating. You want to date Selena Powell, and if you are Selena Powell, you want to date a club promoter in Miami.
Yeah, the weirdest fucking shit. But I just wanted to like get over AK, so I was like, you know what?
I'm gonna shack up with this random dude.
Basically, like he was my fuck buddy.
He didn't sell drugs or anything?
No.
He wasn't in the streets. He have a gun?
Yeah, but he was registered.
Lame. What's up with Eliza? Yeah,
this week we're not talking.
Has it been like that since the breakup?
Yeah.
Or since the show?
Yeah.
You guys just go back and forth that much?
Mm-hmm.
But you like kind of don't take it that serious?
No. Being friends with her is like being in like a marriage. So I think we're just like separated right now. I don't know if she's going to send me the divorce papers or what. I don't really know if this fight's serious.
What was this fight about?
Me texting her back.
You did?
I didn't text her back.
You just didn't text her back?
No. I didn't text her back. And that caused her to feel some type of way and go on Twitter and tell me how she really feels. I was like, okay. Like, this is always gonna be all right. Like, I'm just kind of tired of like the back and forth with like people.
Just so you know, so, Laura's taking the thumbnail pictures right now. So if you want to try to look hot or like move the microphone,
just get my titties. That's all that matters.
Yeah, no, that is really all that matters, I guess you could say.
Adam, look happy.
I'm not maybe in this photo. Maybe we should do this shoot after or before the interview. Just, you know, she's easily distracted. It's all right, though.
No, I'm not.
But so that sucks, though.
I was
like,
trying to be hot.
Do you think that you and Eliza would have stayed friends if you kept doing the podcast together? Or do you think that this tension was born to blossom?
I don't really know. I think it's who she surrounds herself with is why there's friction.
Didn't you guys have beef at first because she got a boyfriend?
I guess it was kind of due to guys. I don't know. Like, she fell in love, I guess. I don't know. It probably wasn't love because I don't think she even likes him anymore.
You guys seem like you fall in love all the time.
It's kind of harder for me to fall in love.
Right. She's a little, her soul's a little bit less decrepit.
What does that mean?
Rotted.
I don't know what decrepit means.
Rotted. Like, you know, it feels like you've kind of, your heart has, like, been blackened by the world around you. Is that offensive? Yeah.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I mean, me too. You know, look, I didn't make it through this come up unscathed. I'm like fucking poo shiesty, man.
Poo shiesty. I'm trying to fuck.
Well, that gives you and Eliza something in common. She's like constantly messaging me, like showing me the DMs with her and poo shiesty, and he never responds. But she's just like, I want to eat your ass. Please let me slobber all over your ass. I'm like, this dude is like a crazy ass gangster from Memphis. He probably doesn't.
I thought he was from Chicago.
No, but he just like went there one time. But,
well, I heard he's with Lil Durk, right?
Right. Well, I mean, they did a song together in Chicago, which is probably why you thought that. But I just don't feel like if I'm a girl and I'm trying to guess what Pooh Shiesty's into, I'm probably not thinking like, oh, this is a guy who wants a DM about getting his ass tongue bathed.
You never know.
If he responds to that and says, okay, shorty, I'm down, boom, she's posting it. And then, I mean, I don't think it should matter, but I feel like a lot of rappers would not want the world to know if they were into getting their asses eaten, and probably a lot of them just aren't into that.
You want a list? I can name them.
No, that's okay. I mean, not to say that there aren't dudes out there.
Yeah, you would be surprised.
I probably would be surprised, but...
Just every one of them, they like their ass eaten.
But
that's the first thing I do when I fuck. I just want to see what you're into.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't seem like you were dying to eat ass when I watched you fuck this porn actor.
I didn't know that was on the thing.
That would have been the craziest shit ever if you just bent this dude over and started.
You think he'd be into it? I can call him.
Yes. Porn dudes? I don't even know like Rod Piper's like sexual list of what he's into, but all these porn dudes, if you're going to become a porn dude, it's like required that you're like freaky as fuck. You just love doing everything. I would put money on him being...
What's his name? I'm going to hit him up. I came out here to be a fucking whore.
You fucked him and you can't remember his name. That's tight. No. Even though he has like the most memorable name ever, Rob Piper.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to DM. Mm-hmm.
It's like a name that literally is just like...
I got to wait a week, but I'm going to fuck him.
Why you got to wait a week? Because you just got tested?
No.
And it came back with something?
No. Oh, my God. That did sound bad. But no, just some shit. Ugh.
You're in your period?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
You still get that?
I know. That's crazy. I came out here to be a whore, and God was like, psych.
Why aren't you on your period? Or aren't you on birth control?
Because I wanted to get pregnant. And it.
With who? The ex-boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened with him? Why'd you guys break up? You just couldn't handle it, right?
Dude, he made me so crazy where I was like hiding in bushes for him to come home so I could beat up the girl.
But see, I think that's what you want.
No, like, that's not what I want. I was like driving myself crazy.
Yes.
I didn't like that.
But that's what you want out of a relationship is you want to drive yourself crazy.
He would text his side bitches while we're in the bed together. I was like, bro, like, what the fuck? And he was like in too deep. He would lie to his side bitches about being with me. I was like, bro, what the fuck did I do? Like, I bought him everything from cars to jewelry to everything.
But do you get what I'm saying? That it seems like you want to be in a toxic, fucked up relationship because I've never seen any indication that you were trying to have a calm, steady relationship.
What do you mean? I was very great. I was great. He wasn't great.
I think you go out of your way to date guys that treat you like shit.
Yeah, facts.
And then you date guys who give you a reason to act like a crazy bitch.
Teach his own.
Because you kind of have you ever done therapy?
No, I'm not getting into therapy, Adam.
You definitely don't need it. There's no way. Yeah, you'll be fine.
I don't need therapy.
Just thug it out. It'll be fine.
I just know that, like, I'm just born to be a whore, I think, so.
So you're back on that?
Back on that, for sure. I don't want no relationships, no kids, no drama, no nothing. I don't want none of that.
But are you escorting?
No.
Well, it's kind of what whore means.
A slut.
Okay.
hoe, that, whatever.
Do you think you would be escorting if you didn't get so caked up off OnlyFans?
No.
This is not for you?
No. I don't really find, I don't know. I can do it. If you gonna do it, that's great, but whatever. Oh my God, then when me and him broke up, I started dating a pimp. Can you believe that too?
Okay.
So I've seen wet whores. They was like, no. I know.
You started dating.
All the girls started laughing. Yeah.
You started dating a guy who had like a lot of girls working for him, or like a guy with like two chicks working on the street?
Like three chicks working on the street.
But on the street, they weren't even like doing it via the internet or something? Or
no, I told them. I was like, I can run up your guys' bag on OnlyFans. And they just were not interested. They wanted to like go fuck random people at strip clubs. And I was like down. I was like, okay, if these girls want to give you their money, fine, fuck it. And the FBI rolled up on me. I was like, oh, not my relationship.
The FBI rolled up on this guy while you were with him?
They rolled up on me.
And said what?
Just like that, what he was like planning in the show. Like, oh, psych.
They pulled up on you asking questions and you mm-hmm. said, and you just told them everything you knew because you're a snitch?
No. No, but I would if they asked me. They didn't really ask me anything. They just told me everything. I was like, okay. And they're like, if you don't want to go down with him, I suggest you leave him alone. I was like, duly noted, going back to my ex.
They're probably thinking that you're a fucking, that you're being trafficked, or you're like a sex slave or some shit. Yeah. Some of those, how do we know those girls weren't?
Yeah, they thought I was being trafficked. So I was like, no.
It's weird when I think about all the strip clubs that I went to overseas when I was younger, and I'm like, how many of those girls were there because they wanted to be?
Yo, yeah, it's weird. That, oh my God. You'll be so, I don't know how many bitches had pimps until I was introduced to one.
Like, I used to always tell the story about how when I was 19. Like,
why do you guys need help selling your own pussy? Why would you want to give a man all your money?
Well, I mean, a lot of women, you know, society kind of favors big, strong people. And a lot of women aren't really, like, set up to defend themselves against, like, all the shit that might happen to them while engaging.
The pimp I was dating was, like, 5'2".
Right, but you said he had a gun, right?
So, I have a gun, too. Are you going to be scared of me?
Not really.
See, like, the fuck? I have a gun too.
If I was like 3 feet away from you and you were pointing a gun at me, I'd be worried. But if I was like 20 feet away from you and you were pointing a gun at me, I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna walk away.
Yeah, like, you're not, just because you have a gun, who cares?
What were we talking about besides me explaining why a girl would want to have a pimp, which seems pretty obvious?
I think you're talking about therapy or some shit. I don't know.
That was a while ago, but that probably just stuck to the inside of your brain because you know that it's probably a good idea, right? Mm-hmm. You got to start working through all this shit in your head, dude.
No. So then anyway, when we broke up one day, right? This is going to lead to a great story.
Okay.
We broke up one day and I knew he was going to be at this club.
And now he knows the feds are after him? He should probably chill.
He does now. Welcome to No Jumper.
Oh my God. All right.
Oh, he's definitely going to watch this interview. He loves it.
How much you spent on that piece right there, by the way?
This piece?
Yes.
10.
Okay. That'll do for now.
Why? You don't like it?
No,
I
cool.
had a little baby one, and like everyone like squint their eyes. I was like, oh! Well, one person did. So I was like offended. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get this shit blown up.
It is pretty big.
Because now you can read it.
And then you can go to the club and people won't be like, is that Selena Powell? They're like, oh, it is Selena Powell. Oh, geez. That's a glittery one there, huh?
And my ring. I'm married to myself.
How much you spent on all that?
Love that?
Look at you blowing your mind.
I think I got ripped off. Because people told me that this watch was not supposed to be $12,000.
Okay.
Anyway, so we broke up and I went to the club that I knew he was going to be at. And I saw his side bitch and I started ripping off all my nails ready to fight. And I was running
psychopath
to her.
Psychopath move right there. I never heard of that.
Yeah, I was ripping off all my
nails. I've
seen
girls take off the shoes.
No, I took off all my jewelry first and I put it in my bag. And like the girls I was with, they're like, don't fight. I was like, no, I am.
It's gonna
and
be
they're
like, don't 10, fight. 10 minutes
like,
setup, taking
after.
The extensions out.
Oh, God. If I was a girl watching her get her nails off, I would have just ran up on me. Right. She didn't do that, though. She was just like waiting for me to like run up on her. I was like, okay. And I took off all my nails and like they were together. And then I was like, all right, hold my shit. And I went out to her and the security like literally like snatched me up because he was like watching me take off my nails and I didn't even know that. And he was like, you're not fighting. I was like, yes, I am. And then security like pushed me back to my table and I went around to like try to fight her. We got kicked out. And my ex came out and I slapped him and like he hit me back, whatever. But then.
He hit you back?
Yeah.
Like bad?
No.
I'm not going to say
fight
that.
Him all the time.
I'm not going to say he did anything wrong. I don't know if I.
No.
It's fine.
I hit him back up. I mean, I hit him all the time. It's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. Not too hard.
Nothing like
He's
that.
He's like 6'5".
Nothing like that melted Jack in the Box Coke 2 hours
it's still
later.
It's good. It's not 2 hours. It's... Anyway, it is.
Can't believe Livingston didn't check back
so then
in.
He will. So then me and my friends, we went to like this place called the Smoking Pie. Tell me why I walked in, all my jewelry was still off because it was in the bag. My nails are like bleeding from getting torn off. And I was drunk as fuck. And I was like, you know what, where's my jewelry? And I put back on my chain because this is the only thing I could like really like do. I was just too drunk. And I was like, where's the bathroom? And then the DJ was playing some whack ass song. Who is he playing that I hate? Somebody that I hate. And I was like, turn this the fuck off. Oh, it's Trackstar, that stupid song. So I was like, turn this the fuck off. And I went on to the DJ and I was like, turn this shit off. Like, it wasn't the DJ. It was Justin, a LA boy.
LA boy.
That's the thing. So I was like, oh, aren't you Justin, a LA boy? And he was like, Selena, my name is Justin LaBoy. And I was like, oh my God, you know who I am? He was like, your chain's to Selena. I was like, oh.
See, that's why it's awkward, valuable right there.
The most awkward thing. And I was like, oh. And then I turned. And Trey Songz grabs me by my chain and pulls me to him. And he was like, the fuck are you doing here? I was like, I'm drunk. And he was like, nah. He was like, I should pistol whip you. And I look up and like, then I was like, with what gun? And he was like, yo, you're crazy as fuck. Like, why are you here? And I was like, I just got into a fight. And he was like, yeah, I could tell. And I was like, what are you guys doing? And he was like, what do you mean? He was like, you have to leave. And I was like, why? I just got here. And I was so drunk, but all I remember is like me saying, Chad, I was like, Trey, we can't beef. We have to be friends. I want to go with you. Let's go. And he was like, you're not coming with me. I was like, yeah, I am. Let's go. Let's go. And I was like, what's your number? And he was like, I'm not giving you my number. No, Selena. And then he was like, he went like this. And I was like, what are you doing? He was like, I'm praying for you. I was like, what the fuck? He was dead ass praying. He was like, bro, you really need help. But point is, I got Justin LaBoy's number.
But you didn't hook up with him?
No. Who'd I think rather, Trey told him not to.
Who'd you rather smash, Justin LaBoy or Drewski?
You mean Trey Songz? I said Trey Songz.
Drewski. Or
who the fuck is Drewski?
Are you serious? You claim to be a part of this culture and you don't know who Drewski is?
Sorry. You want me to look him up?
I mean, sure. Why not? Slide in his DMs for me, please.
Why? You think he'll be a fun hookup? Drew.
Yes.
S-K-I?
D-R-U-S.
Oh, way wrong.
He has like many millions of followers. It probably shouldn't be that hard to find him. But
Drewski too funny?
Yeah.
Oh my God, he looks like somebody I know.
It's funny how your brain just goes back to that.
He knows Drake. Oh, okay.
He does.
Okay.
He was in a Drake video. He could probably get you Drake's new number.
Yeah, I feel like he'd be easy.
I bet when Drake gives people his number, he's like, here's my number. Please don't tell Selena Powell.
All I got to do is wait for them to fall asleep.
Oh, my God. And then just to find out their number?
Mm-hmm.
Wait till they fall asleep. You're not going to be around Drake while he's sleeping.
No, I said wait till they fall asleep so I can go through their phone and get Drake's number.
Oh, somebody else's. Oh, okay. That is smart, yeah.
I've done that countless times.
You're a genius.
I still haven't seen Tory Lanez, though. I want to be his friend again. I've made up my mind.
Do you think he might let you back in now that his career has taken quite a strange turn?
What do you mean? You think it's going good?
I mean, it's definitely, I wouldn't say it's going good, but I would say it's probably going better than we thought that it might be going at this point. I mean, he is about to go to
Megan trial
over the Meg thing, which I guess that could really change a lot. But I mean, in terms of how his music has been received, I think that despite the fact that he's basically been canceled by all the streaming services and everything, that it's pretty impressive how he's been.
He's like 6ix9ine.
He is.
You talked to 6ix9ine lately?
No. I don't want to say Tory Lanez is like 6ix9ine, but he's been given the same treatment by the streaming services for sure. No. You miss 6ix9ine.
Yeah, he gave me a lot of clout. What are you talking about? Of course I missed
him. He didn't shut you out.
I mean, he let me record him. He did publicity stunts. So, yeah, he did. Kinda.
So you haven't tried to hang out with him since he's been in Miami?
No, we were at the, oh my God, it was, I had my fucking chance to go in there. He was shooting a music video at this club Exchange, and we pulled up, and, like, the owner came out, and I was with my then boyfriend, and he was like, oh, yeah, 6ix9ine's in there, like, they rented out the club. I was like, oh! I got too happy, and my boyfriend was like, the fuck are you happy for? I was like, oh,
that's kind of a bummer.
I like his music.
That basically like means that he has new music videos coming because I don't think we've seen one.
Oh, yeah, it was some crazy shit. Like, the cops were, like, blocking off his shit. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be crazy.
So you're into that. You want to be a part of this Treyway movement?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of his career at this point? You think it's done?
6ix9ine?
Yeah.
Obviously not. I mean, I do think he's been buying his YouTube videos, his views. I definitely think that, but.
But do you see that show that he had in Miami the other day?
I didn't know that was in Miami.
I think it was. It was like Lil Wayne with like 6ix9ine opening for him and then all these other rappers on it. And it was kind of crazy because it's like, damn, like, I know that none of these rappers would even say hi to him. But they're all on the same bill.
Where they were. See, but my point is like, why hasn't he got touched yet, though?
Well, I mean, he's definitely moving pretty smart, I think. And then also, I just
He was at Booby Trap. The fuck? No, he was not.
But I mean, he's moving around security and shit. I don't think that, like... I feel you. Mm. Like, when he was in Long Island, like, I mean, if somebody had drove by his house and sprayed it up with a fucking AK, then I guess, you know... But is someone going to do that? Nobody's going to get, like, a clean shot at him. So even the most gangster dudes, it's like, do you want to go to jail for 40 years because you fucking just shot someone in the head outside the club or whatever? I mean, he doesn't move in a way that would, like, allow somebody to get the drop on him. And, you know, so I'm not surprised that, you know, he'd have to be a total fucking idiot to move around in a way where he could get got, don't you think?
No, I don't really know.
I mean, I'm not asking you to think like an assassin or anything. You don't have to.
I'm just kind of just surprised he hasn't got touched. That's just what I'm saying.
Right. But I mean, I'm not that surprised. The Uber driver in Brooklyn who ratted on him, who, like his driver, he's still just like,
you watched that on Netflix too? Yeah.
When I saw that, I was like, this shit is different than what they told us in school. Like,
yeah,
these gangsters are not as worried about taking out informants as we maybe thought, I guess.
People just snitch like that.
Okay, so how's the OnlyFans bag these days?
Still good. Still good. I was honestly going to retire this month. Did you see my Instagram post?
No.
I feel like you follow me, but you don't follow me.
Well, that algorithm's a hell of a thing. It kind of just shows you whatever it wants to show you, you know?
Or you just muted me.
No, I didn't do that.
Right.
I mean, I follow like 1,000 accounts. It's like...
You haven't liked none of my tweets yet.
My bad. I don't know.
I keep track.
People.
But what did you just say?
I don't know. I think we got distracted talking about fucking Drewski. But then,
OnlyFans. Yeah, my OnlyFans is good though. But I'm just kind of, I don't know. I was in the mindset. I was like, I want to get pregnant, have a kid, get married, live in a house. I don't really want to be an OnlyFans no more.
But do you really want to do that to a kid?
Like, what does that mean?
I mean, just having you as a mom, I feel like, it's going to be a lot for that kid to take. And I hear people say this to me and Lena all the time, and I think they're wrong, but I mean.
Yeah.
You're hanging out with different fucking drug dealers and serial killers every other day. I don't know. I kind of worry about like what the kid would be exposed to at a young age.
Me?
Yeah.
No. I feel
Trey Songz is going to show up, drop him on his head. Not saying.
No, me and Shay are friends now, whether he likes it or not.
Well, he wouldn't give you his phone number. That's kind of.
Oh, I still got it. Oh,
okay.
He gave it to my. I don't know. He gave it to my friend. Like, my friend wouldn't give me his number. The fuck?
Right.
Dummy. So I'm just saving it for a rainy day.
That's what he gets for believing in the power of.
Yeah,
mankind.
It was me and two other girls, like, and just their entourage. Like, what the fuck? But anyway.
You know what sucks is that our TikTok has been blowing up, and then now I just noticed that. This girl.
TikTok. Oh my God. Yesterday, guess who doesn't like me? I just found that out today.
Who?
Yesterday.
I can't believe
Tana Mongolo.
She doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Mongolo.
Mongello.
Monju.
Monju.
Mongolo.
I don't know. Yeah, Tana.
But there's a girl talking about how she wants to get pooped on our podcast, and it got 400,000 views on this kid's TikTok.
Who? Who copied us?
Some random kid that looks like he's in fifth grade or something. I don't know.
It was a guy who said that?
No. There was a girl who was on the podcast, and she was saying how she wanted to get pooped on.
What girl?
Let's not talk about that.
Oh, she got a shit fetish.
I have a shit fetish, and it's.
Let's talk about it. Let's not.
Okay, so now I get why it went viral, because he added that in. Of like, let's not talk about that. Okay, so shout out to him. He didn't rip us off or anything. He just sort of, you know, did his own thing. Actually, I do know this guy, Aiden Ross, that you should check out, though, for sure.
Is he white?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. That's really your thing still. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Racism's no, still alive.
That's not racist. I just like what I like.
You don't want to live in an America in which none of the white dudes are getting pussy. You know how much fucking the school shooting rate is going to go up? Every post office where? In America is going to get shot up if all the white guys are all incels.
What's incels?
Like never has sex. I'm just saying that aggression is going to go somewhere. So you better start fucking some white guys. You didn't swim in Jack Harlow's DMs?
Oh my God, my baby Jack. No, DJ Drama would never let that happen.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
There's not trying to say he's trying to save Jack. He's just, you know,
there's a lineage in this shit. It's funny how when you tell me stories about not being able to fuck dudes, that's fine for us to put on this podcast. But then as soon as you tell me a story about successfully fucking a dude, that we can't really. That's different.
Why can't I just be myself?
Because you've caused us a lot of grief.
It was fun though.
I just don't know what I don't get is why you never got serious about like having your own platform and building it. I know you make like your own YouTube videos and everything, but like why did you and Eliza not start your own podcast? What happened with rap? Rap was gonna give you money to do one, right?
I tried.
And what
it
happened?
It takes two. They wanted us both. We were gonna change it to Whores Next Door. I was ready. But
Whores Next Door sounds way better than Thoughts Next Door.
I know.
Although I could see a lot of people not wanting to be on Whores Next Door.
No, they would have loved it.
Whoring is so bad. Illegal technically. But so that's why that podcast didn't happen is because you and Eliza couldn't get on the same page?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
When I see a bigger picture, that's all I focus on. So it's like if I want to get there, like and then just it's just hard, you know.
What's the bigger picture?
I just seen us opening up businesses, getting on podcasts, but you know, there was just distractions with her getting in a relationship and then us falling out and then us falling back in and then me getting in a relationship and then them not liking each other. And right. Then like it affected our friendship and then we stopped being cool. Then my Instagram got deleted. So it was just like a lot.
Not to pigeonhole all women, but it feels like a lot of times when I see two girls start working together that this is basically what happens is that they just somehow there's just some kind of social complication. I can think of a bunch of examples in my head that I'm not going to say, but.
And we really didn't hang out with each other that much until we went on the show together. So I feel like me and her like really didn't like get to know each other until we were kind of like forced to. And probably that's why it caused like a little friction too. So if that makes sense.
No. Yeah, I can see that. Mm-hmm. That like, is weird.
If I had an attitude or whatever, she would like have attitude that I had an attitude, and vice versa. That's the why Greek, it was just the like Greek weird. Freak. Yeah.
She came in here with her white ass family, doing the podcast, or like white sisters and shit. I mean, like they're all like the whitest people I ever seen in my life, and I'm just looking at her like,
how?
You guys are from the same family? Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's the same as me though.
For sure, if I saw your family. No, but at least you're like Latino, so you know, kind of makes sense to me. Latinx, do you identify as that?
Huh?
Are you Latinx?
What's Latinx?
It's like the new woke thing that they call Hispanic people. And I guess Hispanic is like hate speech now, right? Can we not say that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And I appreciate that.
I have no idea what you're talking about, to be honest. I don't really pay attention to all that.
Right.
Sorry.
Did you let COVID change your life at all?
No. But what has COVID had anything to do?
Did you get vaccinated?
Hell no, but I know you did.
I did.
Why did you do that?
So I could not get COVID-19, I guess. It's a big part of it.
I'm woke, so I don't. That's, I'm not gonna get that.
People are overusing the word woke if not I'm getting woke. The vaccine means you're woke now. I don't know if.
No, I'm just kidding. I just don't know. Really.
But people really do say woke about everything now. It's really been robbed of all its meaning. Because I see people use it both ways now.
Vaccinated. I'm good. I haven't seen Corona not one time, so.
You haven't seen it?
I ain't got that shit. Not one time.
There's probably so many people that have died that you, like, kind of know, or at least sort. Like, I mean, I've had, like, a family member come very, very close to from it.
Nobody in my circle of, like, three people, I have not gotten it.
Three people. That's a good sample size. You ever hear the phrase sample size? It means that you like probably shouldn't make a judgment on like a really small group of people.
I'm not making a judgment about COVID. I'm just saying I haven't gotten it.
A bunch of people in here got it.
Today?
No, in the past.
I thought that's what you were trying to tell me. Like I'm next or something. I was like, wait, what?
No,
I haven't got Corona. And it hasn't changed nothing.
If you quit doing OnlyFans, you're just going to go back to it. So why don't you just like go hard for now? Have you not been making much new content or anything?
No, the guy I was with really wasn't on.
So he could fuck other girls, but...
I know, right? I was like, at least like bring back some sex tapes for me to sell. Like, the fuck you doing?
You know, I was watching this prison show 60 days in, and I kind of thought of you. Like, you would do well in prison.
I wouldn't. I've been in jail like 6 times since I've been here.
How did you get along with the other girls?
I don't get placed with other girls. I don't know.
They put you separate from them? Mm-hmm. That's why I think you need to go to prison and not jail.
What? I need to go to prison?
Yes, because I want to see the dynamic. Not need, but I would like to see how you work in that dynamic.
No, I'm not going to no prison.
If you had to spend...
But every time I go to jail, I do get a fire-ass mugshot.
Yeah, okay. If you... I guess that's really what I'm missing out on, having not been arrested in this modern age. I haven't got that mugshot post.
You want to go to jail?
No. But I mean, if I did, then I would get a cool mugshot. It would be cool to get arrested for something I didn't do, so I could just get the mugshot, post it, and then
No, I go to jail for driving without a license. Oh. It's nothing crazy.
Why don't you get a license?
I don't really know. I feel like it's just been too long, so it's like, probably shouldn't.
You're such a rapper. I would love for like a lawyer to analyze that response. It's been so long.
My lawyer hates me.
Really?
Every time I call him, I'm like, I'm getting arrested because I don't have a license. And he's like, bro, okay, I'm on my way.
Right.
Every time.
Do you think Ak is going to, like, if I show him this podcast and be like, hey, are you cool with us putting this out? Because she talks about you for the first half hour and it's kind of, you know, some of it's personal.
I mean, wait, he talks about me all the time with NBA J or something like that.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
He still talks about you?
Yeah. Sometimes, like, when I go search my name on YouTube, I'll be like, I don't want to watch it. I don't watch it because I don't want to, like, react to it because he still, will hit that trigger of, like, me fighting back and I don't want to do it. I want to take the high road. So.
Right.
But the only thing I did catch was 6ix9ine and him saying that was true. I was like, I told you so. Fucking told you, Adam.
But the,
told you.
Right.
But everything else, he talks shit about me, so why not? And I wasn't really talking shit. I just said what I did.
But you don't think, like, I wonder if, like, the pink eye thing will be a big thing to him.
Everyone knows he has pink eye.
Just all the time, just living with it. I've had pink eye. When you get pink eye, you go get pink eye taken care of. Because that is not fun, and it gets worse and worse.
I think he told his stream. That's why he was wearing glasses.
Okay.
He told his stream that he has pink eye.
I mean, it's pretty normal.
I didn't just fucking violate someone's medical history.
Right. Okay.
It's public record, Adam.
Okay.
Who else do you think I should go fuck, though? Who's in L.A.? Because I need to get my name back out there.
Well, Youngboy got locked up, so that sucks for you.
Why? I wouldn't... You know, if I ever catch herpes, I've always said, I'll just fuck with NBA Youngboy or Usher. So if you ever see me with them, just know I got herpes.
How do you think you would do... If you went to prison and you were stuck with all these girls, do you think that you would make a good lesbian?
No. Oh, my God, I had my first threesome. Are you happy?
With who?
My ex.
And
I had two.
Two guys or two girls?
I wish it was two guys, but it was two girls. I mean,
a guy and him. Who was the other girl?
Some bitch at the club that was drunk. I was like, you want to fuck us? And then she was like, yeah. I was like, okay.
How was it?
Not that bad, honestly. I was like, yeah. She was kind of, when I was drunk, she was a baddie. And
right.
Then when
it'd be like that.
I was kicking her out. She was a kid.
Well, those club lights are low.
Like, he fucked her makeup off.
The makeup looks good at night. Mm-hmm. Don't look good in the morning.
It wasn't the morning. No bitches are spending the night with us. The fuck.
Okay, yeah.
You don't spend the night with. You don't have the girls spend the night, right?
Hell no. They're there for like an hour.
Yeah. Well, they know that they came for.
I mean, they're there as long as they want to hang out with Lena after we hook up.
You don't hang out with them. You just like leave the room.
Usually, like almost every time we've ever done a threesome or whatever, I just go sit on the couch and smoke weed after, and then Lena like hangs out with them for a little while, and then they leave. And I'm like, bye.
Interesting. Do you like nut in them or no?
No. Okay. It's porn.
Oh, well, yeah, you do porn. Cause
I mean, even it's just for OnlyFans, but
story,
I mean.
But I knew it.
It's OnlyFans, so it's like, you know, that, you need that. Also, why would I want a nut in a random girl?
I don't know. That's happened to me.
So I could, hey, hope I don't have another baby with this random person I just met. Yay.
That would be some shit.
Much like you, I find that a huge percentage of girls who, even in the porn world, are not on birth control, which I don't really understand because if I could be on birth control, I would want to be on birth control. Birth control's been around for 50 fucking years. Why do girls not want to be on it? I know there's some side effects and shit, but to me, it seems like a decent idea.
No, I like playing Russian roulette, so I'm not getting on birth control.
Do you ever use condoms?
No.
That's just so good. Nope.
I don't really like the smell of condoms. I don't really fuck with condoms.
I'm kind
of
getting sick of looking over there for a reaction from the employees because I feel like they're starting to feel like this is less and less. They're like kind of jaded to it now. They're like, the condom bar didn't really get you.
No.
Do you want smoke with anyone who works for me? I feel like there's somebody who works for me that you don't. I don't know. You might have an issue with. Or, I don't know. I don't want to like say their name or pull them into this, but.
No, I just send my condolence. I mean, condolence. I just said my apologies to Josh.
You did try to drag Josh into this. I wasn't thinking of Josh.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and act like anything. Yazzie, I thought you was fucking AK. I'm sorry. So I did, when you came onto the show, I definitely hit up Adam, was like, wow, you brought in a girl academics is fucking. And he was like,
you did say that, and I've never mentioned it to anyone since because I was like, okay, I employ her. I'm not, that's none of my business.
But yeah, that's all. What else? I mean, who else?
Many things might be edited on this podcast. I really don't.
Why?
What if this ends up being like all censored? Like the whole podcast. Beep.
Wait, what did I say that would need to be censored?
I don't know. It's just, I really feel like I just need to get consent from everyone who was discussed, besides maybe Trey Songz. Maybe we can just bleep his name out, I guess. Well, you didn't really say anything. You just said that he saw you and he prayed for you in the club. You're right. Why would we bleep that out? Yeah.
Justin LA Boy, he's a meme. Why do you care?
Well, you didn't like reveal anything private about Justin LA Boy either.
I didn't really expose
boy.
Nobody.
Why am I saying LA Boy?
La Boy. I didn't expose nobody, did I? No.
Have you ever had a bird shit on your face?
No, but I saw that.
That was just a...
I saw your Instagram.
Well, another employee came in the other day, and he had bird shit all over him. All over his shirt.
There's just birds outside shitting on
it's
the
It's just
day?
A thing I hear. Here? Oh, here, I guess, yeah. So be careful.
That might be good luck, I think.
Right. No, we heard that from a lot of people, yeah.
I think I read in the comments that, too.
You were asking me who you should fuck out here.
Give me recommendations. I want to be like such a whore where like if I get pregnant,
you
I have
any
to like
idea.
Ask Murray.
You have to get 15 Murray. Dudes tested to, mm-hmm. yeah.
Period. Yeah.
Yeah.
But all rappers.
I think all the rappers are in relationships now. I don't think most of them. They don't have.
That didn't. Never mind.
They don't have promiscuous sex anymore.
That can't.
It's over for promiscuous
that
sex.
Can't.
COVID changed everything. And all the rappers are religious now, so they can't have sex anymore. They're like Chance the Rapper.
Who's religious and can't have sex anymore?
It's just
that's not a thing, Adam.
Well, maybe.
I'm a Christian and I still have sex.
Does it piss you off that your brand name is kind of burnt out? So there's like a lot of rappers that you know you could fuck, but now you can't fuck because they know?
No. If they tell me no, I just have to catch them in person. They'll say yes in person.
Right.
No one has like ever seen me in person and was still like, no, get her away. They're all like, let me have your phone. And then I still tell on Adam 22.
I mean, I don't know.
No one's told me no. I know I can bag anyone. Men are stupid.
Just that Men part right stupid. There. That was beautifully put.
They don't care. They'll fuck anything. Anything.
Right.
Don't worry. I won't. But I don't know who's popping. Like, I don't really know anymore.
I just had this guy ESTG on from Kentucky. I don't
know.
No,
Adam.
He's too smart.
No. I've never heard of him.
You got songs with Lil Baby.
No. I want Lil Baby, though.
He's the next Lil Baby.
No. I want Da Baby. I want Da Baby, too.
Yeah? You ever talk to him?
Nope.
I can't keep doing this. okay.
But thank you for having me on.
Yeah, any last words? You came in with the Louis.
Follow me on Instagram.
You came
it's
in with the
Selena Powell.
The little Louis thing and then the Jack in the Box cup. And I like that. You're mixing like high fashion and low fashion. It's very postmodern of you.
I'm wearing Fashion Nova
with designer.
Yeah.
There it is.
I love. Oh my God. Do you still have your brand deal with Fashion Nova?
Yeah.
Then never mind.
Okay. Why? Just say it. Who cares?
No. I'll tell you off camera.
What? They rejected you?
No, I was going to tell you something about the owner.
Okay, yeah, let's not do that. Okay. Celine Powell, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world?
Yeah, follow me on everything, especially OnlyFans.
At least you don't have a sign like you had that one time.
Well, because I feel like you guys are going to tag me in this, right?
I mean, allegedly. We'll see.
It's Luna Powell. Follow me. I'm not verified anymore.
There's been so many times in my life where girls came up to me and just talked about you. And it's like, every time I have you back on the podcast, no, I don't really care. But every time I have you back on the podcast, it's like, I know there's more of that on the way. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting.
They talk about you too, so it's just fine. More like rappers just trying to get me to tell you about them, though.
Oh, God, that bullshit.
Mm-hmm. It gets so annoying.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Earmuffs off. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe. And we will be on stream Friday listening to your music. Appreciate you. I mean...